But he, the first piece over here is a Torah Samincha, and he speaks about the inyan of the years that are apportioned to a person, and so on. So, Razal Darshu, B'yomim Yivotziv Le'echad Behem, Al Inyan Yimei Ha'adam V'chayav V'olam Shem Noitzrim, K'moy Sheguf V'Neshmas Noitzrim. A person's time span in this world is a creation. Just like a person comes to this world with a body, with an neshama, he has a time allotted this world. That's another dimension of his that's created with him. V'yeshan Zman Kotzev. Kach yesh L'yomov Zman Kotzev. Ha'hu d'chsev noita shemayim v'yeshan oretz v'yoytze ruach adam v'kirboi. Ma inyan shemayim v'aretz l'ruach adam. Ala loyim alocha k'shem sheish kitzva zman l'amid ha'shayim v'aretz. V'chsev k'shemayim k'oshanim locha v'aretz k'pega tivle. Oksiv kilavush achlifeim. Kach yesh kitzva zman l'amid ha'shruach adam v'kirboi. So every person has an assigned time period. And the truth is, it's much more complex than just amount of time you're living. Each time has its own unique features, every period of time, and the person's avoda and his own mitzvahs are all part and parcel of that package. Just like a person's neshama is infused, his days are infused. Days are created. And it's impossible to add to it. V'zeh shama v'loy echad ben, uksiv ein adam shalt beruch lichlo asaruach, ein yecholos l'shum adam la'ake v'lo asaruach beguf, shigi azman ha'katzo l'ipote, v'mi shiyuch lo yisub lo yifil asar. So, a person's lifespan is limited, and that limit is inviolable. If a person was niktav 100 years to live, he can't live a day beyond it.
Ready?
Yes.
Maybe a silly question, but what about the extension of people's lifespans? I mean, if you look at people's average life from a century ago, it was much shorter than this.
Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in the 21st century, that means this is tkufis when people's lives are more. I mean, what about the other way around? In the first tkuf of Bria's Olam, people's lives were hundreds of years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed that. So the scientific advances are maybe the mechanics of it, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wants people to live with a certain level of comfort, with a certain level of this, and be omer disyonos. By the way, as a side remark, even though we have a lot more lifespan, we have a lot less time. We have so much stuff that eats up time. In the old days, as long as the person lived, but the only thing you could do was sit and learn, basically. There was not many activities. Today, between the texting, between the internet, between the every other thing, we have Akash Baruch Hu is showing us here. You have 100 years of life, and your practical what you've been able to extract from those 100 years is we don't want to go that way, but very little. Now he says, "Ve'efsha lechasav legroa ade psio mikarava ve'chamura." You can lessen the span of years. Avlahosi ve'efsha. V'zer shomes mispei mechamali. The bracha is, I will give you the full extent of years. If you had started gomer, you don't die earlier. But it's not possible to extend the life past what it is. It says, I will add 15 years. She says, no, it's the other way around. Over there, he had a lifespan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had cut it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had cut it because of his Averis. When he re-gave it to him, the expression was, I'm adding days to your life. But in effect, it was simply reinstituting of that which should have been his. Next paragraph. And when we say that Rishayim get less years, we're not talking about the total Rishayim. But those Rishayim that are Rishayim Gemurim, they get their full extent of years because the Gashpro doesn't want one the need to give them one job as char. So he's commenting on the pasuk. It says kemoise kemoise. And as if Carlos is saying, Rishoyim and Tzadikim seem to have the same thing. Real Rishoyim live a long life, full of good things, and don't seem to suffer. So he explains that is a that perspective of Kahelas is from our vantage point. It's a correct way of describing it from what we see. Avlefidas Tmimim, Tmim Deus, Yesh Yisran Godel Kisar Menachoshe. Kereshoyim Yivali Meim Betuv L'Shalem Zchorim Labino Lam Haba V'Tzadikim Al Shleisim Meim Kedil Hagel Zchorim Lassid Lovel. The Tzadikim have a full life because their life is full of content and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them the opportunity to do good. Okay, L'Hagel Zchorim Lassid Lovel. So every day of his life enriches the world and betters the person. A Rasha is every day he eats up what he has. It's like if I give somebody a loan and one person is investing the money, so every dollar that he's getting from that loan is a bracha, and it's increasing. If somebody else takes the loan, just eats up the money, so that's a kolom. A Russia's days are eaten up in this world, a tzaddik days are used in this world, and that's the difference. Then he says, "Valkein lo timtza b'shoyim gemurim shinash esem b'shum makom." You don't find by shoyim gemurim that their days are listed in the Torah. It doesn't say anybody's how long they live. In other words, the Torah deals with things that are of eternal quality. The days of the Rasha are not, they don't have any lasting significance. They were just eaten up as char. They only had those two, they were needed in order to give us a sense for the timeline. And that's what Chazal darshened from Yishmael's years. What do we need to know? And because we wanted to work out the other years, we wanted the tshuva, etc., etc. But by tzadikim, timtza shehizkim mechayehem. Because the lama, why is that? They lodas kamayalas chusom v'yitzav kol yimeim kelogim elonei oylam odia kamastar v'olam. These are days of accomplishment. These are days that accomplish for the world, and they added something to the world. The days of the tzaddik are an addition, and that's why they find their place in the Torah. That's the Torah Samincha. So basically he says, every person has a kitzvah, an allotted time, which can never be extended. It's over. That's in stone. You can lose years, and you can regain them through Pras Averis and Tshuva. The people who lose time of their lives are people who are not Rishayim, not Tzadikim. People who are Tzadikim get their full allotment because every day is used to something, and Rishayim get their full allotment to pay them back every drop in this world so that there's nothing left in the world to come. Yeah?
What's the purpose of taking away from the people who aren't Rishayim but aren't
Tzadikim? It's a type of onesh that allows them to be nanish in this world so that they get tzchayim in the world to come. Next one is Ramban. And he says, this Parshas Vayechi starts Golos Mitzrayim. Vayechi Yaakov Atzayim Sheva Shvasana. Kva Yizkarti, Ki Redes Yaakov Mitzrayim Hu Goloseinu Hayyem Berachai HaRiviyas. Roi Mershah. The Ramban had said that mice are similar to banim, and everything that happened to others happened to us. So this act over here of Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, it's the final act of the others. In other words, others ends with a gullus that's not reconciled. Yaakov going down into gullus and dying there. So he said, I mentioned before, Ki redes Yaakov Mitzrayim hu gullusein ayyoy merachay arviz, rei mershah. Kibne Yaakov heim atzmam savur redosim shomechezes racheim. He said, and he shows the parallels. Bnei Yaakov themselves caused the going down to Mitzrayim because of when they sold Yosef. V'Yaakov yorachom ne'a Rav. Yaakov went there because of the Rav. V'choshev li notzim v'no v'beis oevlo. And he thought that he would get saved in the house of someone who wanted him. Ki paro oves Yosef u'kibenlo. So he's Yosef's father, and Paro is such a patron of Yosef and so friendly to him. V'yisur lalos misham kechlois ha'rov me'at k'nan k'mesh amru logu b'aretz banu k'mir l'atzein ha'shav adecha k'chav rov b'aretz k'nan v'hine l'olu. And they thought, you know, yeah, just a few more years and we're back. It's a very temporary journey. Avu orach aleim ha'golos. The golos stayed. U'meisham v'olatz moisav. He died and only his bones came back. V'zikne par v'sar v'alu v'asim ha'evil kovet. V'chein anachna imroim imi v'edom. That's exactly our situation with Roman Edom. Achenu hasivunu biyaseinu biyadom. Our own brothers got us into trouble. Ki korsu abris imaremoim. They're the ones who created the pact with the Romans. Vagripas malchachma biyaseinu baruch lehem le'ezra. The Golas Edom Rome started when the last two kings of Hashmonaim got into a fight. Two brothers, and one of them called in Rome to help bring justice to Judea, and Rome had a minhag that once they came in, they didn't leave, and we brought it upon ourselves. Now, I want to point out something. He's looking for analogies, but obviously these analogies are very telling. It is impossible for Klal Yisrael to really be overwhelmed by someone else. So the other Golosin that were not necessarily brought about by Klal Yisrael, those Golosin had a case, whether it was Bavel, it was Paras, even Yavin to some degree. But if we bring the Golos, if we give ammunition to our enemies, then they can destroy us. There's a chazal that says that when Kadosh Baruch Hu created steel, metal, the trees came to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Taina, you've created our destroyer. The axe is that which destroys the trees, and how can you create the mashkes? And Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, let not any wood agree to be a handle on the axe, and you will not have to worry. In other words, it's only because one of your own crosses over to the other that you have these problems. The really harsh gzeros over the span of Klal Yisrael were when the Jews joined the goyim. You had mishumadim that joined the Christians. They were the most vehement persecutors of the Jews. They needed to prove themselves. They had built up hatred. They were able to show this, that, and the other thing. In communist Russia, the goyim were bad, but it was the Jewish communists, the Sekcia, which was the Jewish division of the Communist Party, that were the ones that really, really persecuted from Jews. As far as the government are concerned, they destroyed whatever they saw on the ground, but they really didn't care all that much. They didn't know that much to go on to find the mikveh and the melamed and the sheikhet. It was the Jews that joined with them. It's a horribly shameful chapter in our history that they were the ones, it says Vayveinu Plilim, they were the ones that actually came against us. So the only type of golos that can be as long-lasting, and the parallel is both golos are endless golos. They're the most difficult golos we went into. And then he says, "May a rov nukram tishlayim, but golos orach aleinu meod lo noda kitzo kishar golos." The problem with this golos is it's become so long that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. V'anachnu boi kimesim. Oimrim yofshat moisein enigzolanim. We're like mesim. And we say we're dried out, desiccated, finished. There's nothing to us. V'yalo esanu ka'amin chal Hashem. They will eventually bring us up as the chosen one, the Minchal Hashem. V'ilam evil kaved b'roisim kvaydenu. So Ramban comforts and says, well, the end is that the time stood in appreciation for Yaakov and so on, will come a time when the Solom will stand in appreciation for us. But Lamaisa, it is something that is the length of the Golas, the endlessness of the Golas. It says Rome is connected to home. The Choshav made to home, Tom is Rome. The quality of Tahom is endlessness. It's just forever and ever and ever and ever. That's the quality of our goals. More than any particular hardship is that it's been 2,000 years and it's just no end in sight. So Mitzrayim, even though it was 200 years, but the same quality of endlessness is in both. The next piece over here is in Abarbanel. He speaks about Yaakov being brought to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and the point of it. What's the point of it? It's something that's quite, nogea on a practical level. The Omno. Lo mishtad Yaakov is a kover etz Canaan. Why did Yaakov and Yosef want to be buried in Canaan? The Ovis tried hard to be buried in Yisrael. There was plenty of difficulty with it. The reason why they wanted to do it, Chazal say, is because Chmeisei Chutz Laretz are going to have to be Mizgalgul to Eretz Yisrael, whereas the people in Eretz Yisrael will have Tchias HaMeisim where they are. Now, I want to digress a second. There are a whole bunch of stories written by all sorts of Zionist authors in the early years of Zionism, where they drew a caricature of Jewish, of from people's desire to Israel, that the only reason they wanted to come to Israel was because of this medrash, but they had no interest in building it and making it thrive and so on and so forth. And they're portrayed as being a kind of very silly, naive, unproductive journey. Some are more mean in describing it, some are sweeter, but by and large, that's a theme that keeps coming back again and again. And it's Chazal. Everyone understands it's certainly, if you take it like a simple wives' tale, yeah, it's going to hurt. You have to roll. Imagine rolling 6,000 miles to Israel. It's even worse than sitting in a cramped airplane for the 12 hours and this and that. Yeah, if you take it on a simple, like a simpleton, it is simple. But Chazal here are touching on the Oimek. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisachayim. Our understanding as a Yid of what Torah is about, or Eretz Yisrael is about, is a chibut to the Chayachayim. And that Misa applies to that which is lower, and Chiyus applies to that which is higher in a person. And if Eretz Yisrael has a skula of the Makom that's Mechubut to Chayim, it's an expression of Chazal that the chibut to chayei lomim is an Eretz Yisrael. That's how it works. And being that the core of what a person wants to be mechubut to the chayei chayim, Eretz Yisrael is the place for it. Tchias HaMeisim is a reflection of that. It's what an innermost shifa is. So you really need to flip it around. For the people that Eretz Yisrael is about, a kiosk and a movie theater and a nice beach, then yes, these people did not do much for it. But for the people that say that the roads and the beach, everything here is only a kli for the diskashus takash prof with chayelamim, because you know kisham tzivas achayim, kisham tzivas avor chayim adoylam, then that becomes Eretz Yisrael. It's the depth of what a yid aspires to is, and we understand mis and chayim in terms of chibur and nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, and that's why it's so significant. Then he has a kasha kva yikshal zed mashamu chazal sheshnei chamro arin shal meishe bo mechutz haaretz yikav baaretz. It says over there two chachamim saw a meish they were bringing mechutz haaretz. Amar Rav Elazar ma hoyel zeh sheyotzeh nishmas lechutz haaretz yikav baaretz. What's the point of it, he said? What does he think he gained by it? Kuryani Allah vatavo vatetamwes atzi nachlos yisamtan ta'eva. It's a very powerful chazal that why are you coming to bring your corpse to Eretz Yisrael and not you didn't come when you're living, why did you come when you're dead? That chazal seems to imply that it's worse. Two inyanim. First of all, on a practical level, I had once a very interesting experience. Somebody came to me, he bought land in Eretz Yisrael, an older gentleman, Yaki, a very fine person, and he saw this medrash and he didn't know what to do. He went to Rav Shlomo Zalman what to do. So Rav Shlomo Zalman told him he should rent a room from somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and that way his mokum dir is in Eretz Yisrael. He rented my study for $5, and that would make him a Ben Eretz Yisrael and so on. So that's, I guess, a halachic tidbit. I also want to point out something else here. The Chaznish writes very strongly about people who darshan Chazal and they quote one Chazal without going through the entire sugya. In other words, like here, somebody can get up and say, Eretz Yisrael is the place we, you know, bring your mason to Eretz Yisrael. Amir Shuvah Levi, Chayim, you know, so if I was running an agency for bringing people to Israel, I could get up and make a very, very strong speech for the first one. If I was running an Aliyah organization, I could get up and say, V'tovo Tavas Arzi, V'chayecha V'lishas V'tarazi. Unless a person is willing to see both Chazal, and then, and like places, when places has a kash on two sugyas, his answer is, this applies in this case, this applies in this case. That's Torah. That's Shaktai, when the Gemara has two Mishnayas. And the Chazan says in Chazal, people select Chazals, build a whole building on one Chazal, when they're basically distorting Torah like that. Here, the Barmel brings down two Chazal, and that are dead against it, and then you have to answer something. And the Tshuva will give the emes to both Chazals. Ava Tshuva Zehi, ki Yishrabim the Adam Shivale Meim B'tu Torah Mitzvah. There are people that their entire life is Torah Mitzvah. They're always Eretz Yisrael. They are Bnei Eretz Yisrael in the full sense of the word. They're not Metames Eretz. They're Gufos Kaddish and Torah. They're going to get up to the Mason. Well, as they are bnei chayim, they are bnei kriyas hameisim, and that's why it's only right. This is where they belong. There are people that are they run around doing whatever they want. People who live off guf, whose life is built around tanugas haguf, are called meisim chayim. Because they yamusu, and when they die, it's something else. Stuck with other vim, mashosu b'meim. A lot of them, when you know, they leave over wills about what to do, stucka and so on. Umehem yitzavi kosem utafim betitzus utfillin. And some people want to be buried in talsim tefillin v'yisim leishim chayim tzem pishim yachtav. When they were living, they wore shatnas because it was in style. And when they're dead, they asked to be buried with talsim tefillin. V'chein yesh rashi yitzavi shechatzus tzem lekaver tzisrael. There's chayim machikim oisam. There are people that they want to be buried in Israel, while when they were living, they wanted nothing to do with it. Ki'ilu b'chayim or yishoyim or b'moysim nasa tzadikim kaimei mitzvahs. It's like, while they were living, they were yishoyim. When they die, all of a sudden they become big tzadikim. V'yedua shezeh dash nifsod. This is a bad day. V'hu. L'fisha mitzvahs yashas ha'machayim le'ameisim. Mitzvahs are done by living people, not dead people. And people leave all sorts of, and even from people, they leave all sorts of things about how they should know with them when they died and what they should do. And the schools are when you're living, not when you're dead. It's too late. It's a minute too late when you die. A person should be concentrating on doing things when he's living. The pasuk is talking about rishoyim shoyim mischastim b'misasa v'lo b'chayeim, that that tzitkus was planned around their death, not around their lives. Gomer azal so liyuchal al nasis mischatis madas lechamoyrei avol yuchal ases nachirumes. When a person is alive, he can't use shatness even for making a saddle for chamor, not because of chamor but himself. But rather, but when he's dead, he can wear shatnas. Sharur b'zeh shameisu pata mitzvahs, v'chamor ha yisura aleh me'ishem ha'meis. So the real, what a person can accomplish in Denizos is when he's living. V'lochein lo yoyol la'odem ha'tovish ha'simoso im'chav le'nizim b'zeh. The good a person does after he dies will not help him. Now, I mean, the truth is, if a person does leave money when he's living, if after Masim, it is tzedakah that he gave, but he did it when he was living. If the family gets together and does all sorts of things, the reason why it helps, our understanding is as follows. If a person's child does all sorts of good things, so that means that the parent was mashpia on the child to do good things, l'ilishmasai. I gave him the feelings and the sense to do these type of things. That's why it's a schus for me. But per se, the thing itself they're doing after die is not a schus. Hine is bayash avos hakpesin leisim chayim toyim kadoshim dveikim elahem shteikim lekavaretz kadosha hoye nochal el mitzavos achim moysin lichol lekavas shama v'shaloi neim aleim mechayechem lalisim yisachem tevadar ati. The avos hakdoshim, they were all about Eretz Yisrael. They were all chayim. So it's appropriate. Kehem b'chayeyem b'machshava v'chukosem o'ilu sham tamim. When they were alive, their thoughts, their yearnings, was pointed towards Eretz Yisrael. V'lachein b'misosem gufeyem shetashmishe k'tusha le'im et hamasa aretz. So Eretz Yisrael is a quality of an neshama. A person whose life is a shteik k'sferuchnias is part of the... is a chelek of Eretz Yisrael, is a rightful chelek of Eretz Yisrael, and his body belongs to Eretz Yisrael. A person whose life was not dedicated to that doesn't have a makpid. That's how he reckoned, how the Barbanel reconciles the two chazal. Okay.
Maybe a couple of anecdotes.